Hello and welcome. This is a podcast by Pastor Deborah with the Agape Love, Love is Here Church. And this is podcast in the Hidden Treasures podcast series. This is podcast or broadcast number 4. It's going to talk to you about Pastor Deborah and her entering into worlds that she's never gone to before and the traveling companions that always travel with her. So sit back or whatever you're doing and just listen and come to know Pastor Deborah a lot better, and so that you too may become a traveling companion with her. You can follow Pastor Deborah on many social media outlets on the website of Agape Love, loveishere.org, on Twitter at Pastor Deborah Agape Love. You can follow Pastor Deborah on YouTube under the channel called The Hidden Kingdoms, and on the other social media podcast under Hidden Treasures. Everything is interconnected, but comes in from a little different viewpoint. Some is just words of encouragement. Some are storytelling. Some are talking to people all over the world. Some are teaching. Some is classroom work. Some are stories about Pastor Deborah's life. Enjoy. And this podcast, number 4, is entitled Pastor Deborah and Her Traveling Companions. Hello to all of you in the world of Twitter. It is so nice to walk among you. I have not come without gifts to everyone. Gifts of agape love, light and hope. Come and see what gifts I have brought from another world. Yes, they are all free and there are no strings attached. No strings? Love always has strings. Not this kind of love, and not from the world I come from. This love is always given freely to all. No way. That cannot be true. Not in our world, maybe in yours. Come and see. I'll send some bluebirds to show you the way to my world. Thank you for welcoming me to the world of Twitter. I can't wait to get to know all of you. If you happen to see and meet a white chicken, his name is Wilbur. He is with me. He and I travel together. You travel with a white chicken? Yes, he is from the Garden of Agape Love. Look with your spiritual eyes. You will see me and Wilbur. We are in the light of the rainbow that is there. Can you hear my voice speaking to you from out of its rays of color? I am saying to you that you are loved with an unknown love, and there is a divine purpose for you. Good day to all out in the Twitter world. I am coming unto you today to bring you gifts from the world I live in, the kingdom I am from. All are welcome to receive this kingdom's gifts of healing. Yes, healing is possible even over Twitter if you believe. It is done by agape. I am close, even in the darkness of the mist. Reach out, take my hand, and I and agape love will anchor your hidden spirit and its deeply hidden heart. Our agape love is a strong and mighty anchor for you. Reach out through the fear, unbelief. Reach, grab my hand, and be at peace. Yes, Wilbur is with me. He loves going out into the world that is searching for answers and agape love. He is a very talkative white chicken, and he even has an attitude sometimes. He gets along with everyone and cares so much for all humans and loves to give hugs. Yes, he talks. Wilbur's picture is in the T&W Flea Market Church. It sits on top of the old desk. Come and see for yourself. He's a mighty fine-looking white chicken and is filled with agape love and gives it out to all that he can. His home is a spiritual garden of Eden here on the earth. What did you guys think about Wilbur? The garden. His picture. Yes, agape love was there, and it flowed out, all like waves of liquid love. Sometimes we are so empty, we need to be nourished by it, just as a baby is cuddled and drinks milk from the breast or even a bottle. Is that what happened? Liquid love filling us as the milk of a mother's breast or of a bottle? Such peace and contentment for sure. Does this happen all the time? For a while, yes. because of the spiritual emptiness of one's spirit and soul for agape love and all it offers to us. Don't worry, agape love will not hurt you. I know personally, for I would lay in its waves of liquid love for up to 2.5 hours. Still do. It is the best drug one can ever have. All free, no side effects. Can have as much as you want, and you can never overdose. The real us, you and I, the spiritual part of our three-part being, live in a realm where time is eternal, and years, days, and seasons do not exist. Hidden places of beauty and places of evil, a realm of hidden kingdoms, light versus dark, and both are on earth now. Look and see and believe. Wilbur wants to say hi to everyone in Twitterland and to say he loves all of you so very much and can't wait to meet you and show you around his home, his land, the Garden of Eden. All are invited to come and see. The bluebirds will show the way. Come and see. Love from Wilbur and Pastor Deborah. Wilbur wants to thank all who came and visited him and his homeland, the Garden of Eden. He is so happy. He was in tears of joy this morning, for he has been waiting to truly be a minister to all mankind. Thank you from Wilbur. The welcome mat is out and the gate is open for you. For those who are considering accepting Wilbur's and my open invitation to come and see the Garden of Eden here on earth, I can hear your questions of what it's like, living colors, talking flowers and animals, agape love from everything and everyone, a realm of great beauty. What kind of land is this you are talking about? Oh, sweetie, it's not a land you can get to by any physical transportation or any earthly drug. It is a land somewhere over the rainbow where troubles melt like lemon drops. That is Wilbur's homeland, a kingdom of agape love. Oh, you're having difficulty believing in or even seeing Wilbur? That is usual. Believing takes time, and seeing takes the eyes of your spirit to be able to see in that realm, Wilbur's realm. No, you're not hallucinating if you see him. He has just been spiritually revealed. For those of you who came by the flea market today, it was a joy to meet you and listen to you and talk with you. I know that the prayer was helpful and that it brought healing. Come again and visit longer. Love, Pastor Deborah and Wilbur. Now you know what we look like. I had to take a computer in for cleaning and check up, but it's back now. I was so happy to see many of you in the garden. You made Wilbur so happy. He loves you and everybody so very much, and he has been waiting a very long time to show you the garden he calls home. Thank you. Agape love, it was even with you when you had that strange out-of-body experience. No matter how that happened, agape love was with you. The light you were in was from agape love. I too have had these and still do. During this time, you are discovering that there is more to you than you know. Yes, in Wilbur's and my homeland, the garden, which can only be visited in the eternal realm of the spirit, roses and all the flowers sing and talk. They also are made of pure light, and they sparkle and glisten with agape love, and glisten with agape love's wind as it is gently blowing across the land, across the kingdom. Yeah, right. Flowers singing and talking. No way. Have you ever heard pine cones talking to you and you talking to them? Have you ever seen and met golden pine cone? No, that's okay. I'll help you. The golden pine cone is a wonderful creature that you see his shadow daily in this earthly world. It is Saturday and I will be at the T&W flea market. Come by and meet me. Even if you come in the realm of the spirit, I will see you and hear you. Yes, Wilbur, and many of the garden's creatures will be out with me, and they all love to meet people. I will be doing ministry, and you are welcome. It was wonderful to meet everyone from Paris, Alaska, Spain, and Mexico today. May you continue to seek and find agape love. Did you guys see Wilbur and the others? Many were out and about today. Yes, I saw all of you and loved talking to you. Yes, that was me with the Eagles. Phew, great weekend. It was so wonderful that so many of you came by today to say goodbye before you had to fly on a private airplane back to Paris. Also, it was so nice to hug so many of my wonderful LGBTQIT children today. Love all of you. Next week, ministry to the homeless and those with mental health problems. Wilbur wants everyone to know that they are invited to come and see him in the garden today. Pastor will be out in the darkness world, but he will be staying at home. He will also be in and out of the T&W church home also. Come and see the garden and its living creatures of agape. Wow, you guys really answered Wilbur's and my invitation to come and see the garden, Wilbur's homeland. He was so happy, as I was. I saw you coming in the thousands. All of creation had been waiting for so long to meet everyone. Agape Love himself was there, and he also was very happy. I met a wonderful human spirit, a small one they were. They were touched in their true self by Agape Love and its website and came to meet me in the garden. She met Wilbur and took the Wilbur tour of the garden. She now knows she was separated from her darker self, her soul, by agape. To help everyone see Wilbur and the garden better, go watch the old movie called Ghost. At the end, when Sam is able to be seen from out of the spirit realm by the others, that is what Wilbur and the garden's light look like. Watch, and you will be able to better see Wilbur's world, kingdom of heaven. Agape love transcends even death. The dark ones of the shadows of darkness cannot take you. Only those in the light of agape love can. Agape love, unknown love of eternity, is always at work in the darkness. Wilbur and I live in agape love's realm, so you can too. You can join us. Come anytime. Yes, many joined Wilbur and I in the realm of agape love. A little one who was being attacked by a wolf from the darkness and who believed he was a dog himself came. And so many from the land of Japan, they all entered into the realm, the kingdom of agape love and its light, then into the garden. Yes, the eagles are flying, even now. The wolves of the blood moon will not prevail. The eagles have been sent. They will be as in the movie The Hobbit and overcome the wolves and will fly you to a safe place. Then you are welcome to stay with Wilbur in the garden of agape love. But what about me? I am one of the blood moon's wolves. No, sweetie, you are not. That is what you believe, but that is not the truth. Yes, the eagles know you are not one of the blood moon's wolves. When they come, they will get the real you too. They know who you really are. Were those eagles real? Yes. Where are they from? The garden. What happened to those who were taken by them? They all went to the garden. Will they be coming back? Who? The eagles or the ones who flew on the wings of the eagles? Both. Yes, come and see them both in the garden. What kind of love is this? It has eagles and they rescue people. They live in an unseen garden with chickens, talking flowers, trees of light, talking geese, hidden and protected by a flaming sword and a cherubim. Don't know this kind. Is it real? On earth? Help me to understand. Okay, so you want to understand agape love? Yes. First, it is not of one soul. Huh? I thought love is love. First, what is your definition of love? Let's begin where you are. Is love a feeling, a connection, a thought, a chemical in the brain? First, begin with your understanding. Is everyone thinking about what love is? What part of us loves? Can one fall out of love? Why does it hurt so much when someone, something we love, dies, goes away, is not with us anymore? What happened to our love. Is it gone? Wow. Everyone is really thinking. Good. Will the Eagles be flying this weekend? Yes, dear one, they will. Will you and Wilbur be at the flea market this weekend? Yes, dear one, we will. Come and meet us. Yes, Agape Love will be out and at work in the kingdom of darkness. Its light will be shining out in its power. A very small little one found what his little spirit was looking for, a true spiritual mother, and Wilbur, and the garden. He came by the flea market and was given a free book. When he came back, he found the Agape Love, a spiritual mother, Wilbur, and the garden. He and Wilbur are there now. Thank you to all the little ones who came by the T&W flea market today and allowed Agape Love to kiss them and to pray for them. May all of you allow this Agape Love to touch your spirit. Yes, that was Wilbur with me. Did the Eagles really fly this weekend? Yes, and even tonight. How did I know that so many of you spiritually came by? That is what I have been trained to do, to know, to see, to interact, and to hear you in that realm. I have been given a spiritual gift to do this work for the kingdom I am from, in order to reach out there to you in the other kingdom. And how is everyone this day? Agape Love was ministering last night. The Eagles were flying. Wilbur was out and about with his buddy. Healing was done. Little ones set free and brought home to mothers. Hearts were learning and seeing what they had not believed in, but is true. Come. I was teaching and ministering to those who are struggling with family members and who still are on assignment for the enemy of Agape Love. Understanding what is really going on in the spirit realm is vital. Why would someone be against Agape Love? Don't we need more of this love? Did you know that Agape Love has desire to love all humanity? To have connections to all people? To be in a deep personal relationship with the multitudes of nations? Yes, Agape Love is that powerful and majestic. Just ask Wilbur and Miss Goose and even ask the Golden Pinecone. Oh, you want to know who is Miss Goose and Golden Pinecone? They are living creatures of the kingdom of Heaven's Garden of Eden. Both are creatures of Agape Love. They love you, dear one, and want to meet you. They extend their loving invitation to come to the garden and meet you. How can pinecones talk? All living creatures in the garden talk. They move, sing, and glorify their creator. Pinecone sort of floats in the air, sort of walks. He is a very loving and wise pinecone. Yes, he and Miss Goose come to the T&W flea market booth. Their replicas, their shadows, are there. Golden Pinecone is always so happy when Pastor Deborah teaches on him and the problems of his dirt copies, earthly pinecones, have in the world, and use these problems to teach spiritual persons of their own personal problems and how to solve them. Golden Pinecone's purpose is to help people and will be again this weekend. Wilbur was out gathering up precious little abused spiritual ones and flying them to the Garden of Eden on the wings of the garden's eagles. A little one was held and found a powerful healing love. Agape, come and see Agape Love at work in the Garden of Eden on earth. Pastor Deborah will not be at the T&W Flea Market Church on Saturday the 2nd. She and Wilbur and others from the garden will be attending a LGBTQ and T youth diversity workshop on their safety and well-being that Sunday's Child is having in Pensacola, Florida. Agape Love reaching out. Come and see us. All the living creatures that went with Pastor Deborah to the LGBT seminar discovered that Agape Love was there and was flowing. Even the Eagles came, but now they are flying their rescue missions into the kingdom of darkness. Agape Love reaching out to little ones to set them free. Yes, Pastor Deborah and many living creatures from the Garden of Agape Love and Light will be at the flea market Sunday. Come and meet us. Come and let Pastor pray for you. Come and be touched by agape love and light. Yes, the Eagles will be there, if not on a rescue mission. Wilbur too? Yes, Wilbur too. Pastor Deborah talked with some really precious drug gang members today and with some international mafia members out of Japan. Yes, what everyone saw and felt was the power of agape love shining out to them and loving on them. Yes, agape love and Pastor are real. Come and see. Agape love began softening hard hearts today. Agape love, the highest power than any power, was at work. Yes, it is okay to cry for being loved. Follow the bluebirds, little ones, over the rainbow, and come and see the garden where agape love is flowing freely. I am there, even now. Yes, all are welcome to agape love's garden. Come from out of the darkness. Come out from behind the veils. Come from the deserts. Come from the land of the Nile. Come from the ancient Persia. Come from ancient cities. Come from ancient empires. Come and see. Agape love is real and is for all. Is that story really true, how you got the pacemaker? Yes. You really took the pain and infection for a young teenager who was sodomized with a steel rod? Yes. Agape love bore his burden of pain. Why would you do such a thing? Nobody does that. A heart of agape love does. This true story will be put up on the website under the section called The Kingdom of Agape Love. The story is entitled, I'll Bear Your Burden and Pain as Jesus Did for Me. It will be under the book called Prayer and Fasting, Volume 2. A story of the power of agape love for another. Oh, so you want to know more about this teenager? Well, Pastor has known him since he was 6 months old and sold by his mother, who has died, to a satanic high priest, who is also dead now, to be a sex slave to many, and to be filmed. He became a heroin addict. Yes, he is still alive. Yes, he is Pastor Deborah's spiritual child. Yes, he is still living in the slavery of sex and Satanism. But he knows he is loved beyond his understanding and has seen and experienced its power. He calls from out of the darkness often and is helping others to find what he found, love. He's a young man now, growing up. His story is one of many who found the highest power ever, agape love, and the source of it. There are many such stories that will be published on the website. Some are already there, more coming in the section of the Kingdom of Agape Love. Yes, there are many others to tell everyone about that found agape love, a spiritual mother, and the Garden of Eden. One is Owl. Oh, that's not his real name. He's in heaven now. But his story will bring tears of joy to your heart. He found a mother and the source of agape. Anyone heard the story of the Game Boy working without batteries or any electricity? No way. Yes, true. What about the angel planes? Names disappearing out of ancient books. DNA being changed, blood type changing, gang members attending Bible studies, golden ladders. Pastor has them and will be putting these stories up on the website in the section called The Kingdom of Agape Love, Prayer and Fasting, Volume 2. Has anyone heard Tony's story? Matthew's story? Anyone heard the story of standing in flames and stopping time? No, stay with Pastor Deborah and hear. Yes, Pastor recognized all who were at Lakeview today. You want to know what that was? That was next to me? It was a white horse named Lightning, for that is his color, like lightning, brilliant white. That was his first time out with Pastor as she did ministry. Did you see him? It was very nice to meet you, little one, by the eggs in Walmart. Thank you for reading the tweets and letting me know that agape love is touching hearts out in the land of Twitter. Keep reading. Keep being touched by agape love. Pastor Deborah and agape love. Come again. Yes, Pastor and Company will be at the flea market Saturday and Sunday. Come by. We would love to meet you. Yes, the eagles are flying even now. Rescue missions always. Lightning will be there too. The gate will be open for you to come and see the living, singing Garden of Eden. Yes, I love talking with all those that came by today. Yes, classes are coming where precious people are being destroyed for lack of spiritual knowledge. Yes, that was Golden Pine Cone, Wilbur, Lightning, and the Bluebirds. The eagles flying and rescuing little ones come tomorrow. You like the crystal vase as the spiritual person? And the crown one is to be wearing as a spiritual ruler, and the candle for the Holy Spirit and its light in the spiritual heart of a person, and the gifts that are in the Holy Spirit in the heart of a person? Yes? No? Is that what we see when we look at Pastor Deborah in the Spirit? Yes, but I am much brighter. The little candle you saw in the booth. You have all those jewels in the Spirit in you? Yes. Is your crown that pretty? Yes, it's much bigger and more glorious. Look closer next time. Does everyone have a spiritual crown? Yes, waiting for them to become a royal spiritual child of the King of Heaven. Some wear the crown from the kingdom of darkness's king, Satan. Others seem to be just slaves and servants, not royal children of the King of Heaven, as Pastor is. When one spiritually wears the crown of the kingdom of heaven, there are great responsibilities that come with the crown. The tests are tougher. Motives are checked. The attacks are fierce and life-threatening. But the glory of the victories are eternal and full of agape love. It was wonderful that so many of my LGBTQI little ones stopped by on Sunday at the flea market and allowed me to pray for them and anoint them to be ministers of agape love and reconciliation. My kingdom is with you in this ministry of agape love out there in your world. Now go. You want to know who that was there on Sunday? A minister who goes into prisons and teaches and ministers? Is she a part of Agape Love Ministries? No, just visiting. But she loves captives in prison and is trying to set them free. For that, she is okay. No, she's not met Wilbur yet. What was Pastor doing today? Waterfront Rescue Mission, ministry to the homeless, and Lakeview Center, ministry to the chronically mentally ill. Pastor loves them all so very much. Agape love out and about. And what did you guys do today for agape love? Tomorrow, leadership class. Tell you guys a story? Okay. Owl, my spiritual son, was a pure joy to know. His story is in the section called The Kingdom of Agape Love, Prayer and Fasting, Volume 2. He was half and half Satanist and half Christian, sexually abused, a heroin addict, filled with evil spirits. Owl, a spiritual child forever now, is at peace, and he went out in a meeting without any evil spirits and knowing he was giving hope in the darkness to others to find Pastor and accept the free gift of agape love he accepted by the heart of Pastor Deb. Love never let go of him. You're not mad at us for asking who that lady was, are you? No, the booth is your safe spiritual garden. It is a spiritual place that loves you to protect it. Watch over it. Check out those who stop by. It is, as you know, an extension of Wilbur's homeland, his kingdom of agape love. This protection of a wonderful spiritual place for all to come and discover the land over the rainbow, all the living creatures, shows that you are beginning to become a king, a shepherd of the kingdom of heaven. Great. This garden of life, Eden, was always yours to guard and protect. Yes, dear ones, I knew you were there through my two precious ones I talked to at Walmart. Yes, Lisa, I know you were there. We're listening. And I could see your tears as you felt the agape love and support for you. Yes, I and the other one will help you to reach out to others. Are you going to Lakeview tomorrow? Yes, acute crisis unit, and teach on spiritual care, a higher power's role in helping, and teach that humans are a three-part system, a spirit, a soul, with two levels, and a physical body. It is a lot better if all parts of a human are actively involved. Yes, I'm going. Oh, you guys want to know if the Eagles were responsible for rescuing those children from the dog cage. Yes, they were. The Eagles' creator knows where all the little ones are. He then speaks in various ways to righteous ones to go in and set the little ones free. Oh, does Pastor Deborah Wilbur and the Eagles care about the adults who put the children in cages? Yes. As much as the children? Yes. How can that be? Agape love loves all, even those doing the abuse, for they know not what they do. They are all still serving Satan, not agape love. Yes, even the abusers are loved beyond their understanding and comprehension. They are all just servants and vessels of Satan, the hidden man of the heart, and they have no righteous knowledge of agape love and how to live in that with their neighbors, their children, but they are loved. Can Pastor help them? You mean the children and the adults? Yes, both. Yes, I can. For there is nothing impossible for agape love to do. It can bring healing to all those, even these. How? That is always guided by the Creator and agape love, which have no boundaries in any realm. Watch and see the light of agape love begin to shine out from the deep, deep spiritual person of each one. Watch and see agape love heal them. Yes, they are all welcome in Wilbur's garden. He is on his way to get them now and bring them to his homeland. Just watch and see. If any of you guys from around the world wish to meet these new ones, a bluebird is on its way to you. Come and meet them, for they are strangers in the garden. And you who have been there, show them around and help them, for this agape love stuff is all new to them and will overwhelm them. How was it with the new guys today in Eden? I understand from very reliable sources, Wilbur and company, that the river of agape love was flowing, and all who came were covered in a blanket of its glory for several hours. Good stuff. I know. Liquid agape love flowing into dry hearts. Thirsty, famished, and the heart began drinking. Is there more of this stuff? How do I get it? Does it cost me anything? Yes. Just desire it and know. It is all free. Is Wilbur real? Yes, he is. He's a living creature of agape love, and the garden is his home. Why didn't I know about him and the garden? You weren't ready to see it. Why weren't you ready? Darkness, hate, wound, pain, trauma kept you from even desiring it. Now, agape love can begin its work in your heart and bring about its gift of healing and love to you, and soon overflowing to others. Agape love begins deep on the inside and works itself out. Are all those who abuse, kill, hurt, bully, belong to gangs, mafias, Scientology, witchcraft, any cults, any religion, you know, like Islamic extremist, even ISIS, any church of Satan, are they all loved by this agape love? Yes, no exceptions, all, yes. Wilbur loves them all, too. That is almost too much to believe. Yes, it is. It seems like it is, but it is a reality. Does Pastor Deborah love all these kinds of people? Yes, with all her heart. How can she? This agape love overflows in her heart to the world, where it comes from the heart of another. That is his gift. We can't believe this love stuff. Not for the really bad ones. Why not? because they're bad. If you knew what they'd really done, and their family, and their childhood, and what they even did as children, you would never love them at all. These need agape love more than others. Do you really know what they have done? Yes, it makes no difference, for all live in the kingdom of death and darkness, and are spiritual slaves to another that really hates them and does not love them. Agape love has come to their world, bringing only the free gift of agape love to all. We have heard a story about Pastor Deborah. Is it true? What is that? We have heard she has gone to hell and preached this agape love stuff down there. Is that true? Yes. The story is written about in the section entitled 72 Virgins. That will be in the volume 2 of Prayer and Fasting on the website. Go and read. How can that be? Agape love has no boundaries, sweetie, in any realm. It paid a high price to reach all humans, all humanity, no matter where they are. Pastor Deborah holds keys to hell, death, and the grave that were given to her by another. Pastor is a mighty spiritual king, even over hell itself, through agape love. Everyone, take a deep breath of air and ponder this truth. The power of agape love is spiritually limitless. It has no boundaries, and it never runs out, ever. Flowing freely, a bottomless well of light, life and peace, joy and agape love, Pastor Deborah is always overflowing with it 24/7. So how many of you think that agape love cannot reach your heart? Do you think it's too hard, too evil, too fearful, split into many others, too wicked, not believing in any kind of love that Pastor Deborah, Wilbur, and agape love cannot reach? That you are not worthy of this kind of love? How do we know if what Pastor Deborah said about hell is true? Go and talk to the young brother of the Boston bombings. His older brother accepted this free gift of agape love in hell. The young one was there with Pastor Deborah and saw agape love at work. 72 virgins is their story. He said what? He said it was true. He even got to follow him to paradise, where he saw his own brother become a virgin himself, a child of pure light and agape love. But I thought he would get 72 virgins himself. But Pastor told him, no, that would not happen. But he would become a virgin. Then that means he was lied to about paradise. Yes, a highway of light reached down into hell, and all of hell was emptied out. Yes, even those who were teachers and leaders of Islam and of ISIS, agape love even reached the most evil ones who did unspeakable things to others. Love won. For those who are wondering about all of this, this is a great place to be in. Wondering is communicating to Pastor that your spiritual heart is seeking truth. It hurts so much, I know, when you discover which you have believed in and believed to be true is not as Neo you are becoming. What do you mean? Neo had to discover that the Matrix could not tell him who he was, what the truth was. Only by the help of a teacher filled with love for truth and for others who are enslaved in the Matrix could help Neo discover the truth about life, himself, the Matrix, others, and control. Our story is now up on the website under the newly created section of Agape Love, Prayer and Fasting, Volume 2. Read and meet Owl. He might be in the garden today to greet some of you. He visits sometimes and is with Wilbur. More stories going up. I'll Bear Your Burdens coming next. After I Bear Your Burdens will come 72 virgins for everyone to read. Let your heart be opened. Also, beginning tomorrow, a link to Pastor's website blog will appear on Twitter for you to link to. Keep reading. Keep believing. I will type as fast as I can so you can believe. tell you guys another story? Okay. Tell us about the Golden Ladder. Okay. This took place in Chicago. No way. Yes. A group of kids were living in the streets and in abandoned buildings. I was asked to help them. So I first told the young man who was sort of in charge an ancient story. An ancient story, yes, was about a golden ladder coming down to the earth and angels ascending and descending while a young man named Jacob was sleeping. So I asked a golden ladder to be sent down and angels to come and help these precious ones so they could learn about agape love. The story is called Jacob's Ladder. There is much more to the story, which will be written in Agape Love section, Prayer and Fasting, Volume 2. The story includes black angels for protection, gang members, and free health care for the gangs from angels. Great story of helping. Black angels, what are they? They belong to a special group of angels that are very black ops, sort of. They work for Pastor when asked to protect against Satan and his demons so the other angels can work with humans. Tough guys they are. They answer to Pastor Deborah? Yes. Why would these angels work for Pastor Deborah? These are angels from the kingdom of heaven, which Pastor Deborah is a king of here on the earth. A king, yes, a spiritual king with authority and dominion. Even over Satan, yes. And his demons, yes. How can that be? They're the rulers down here. Well, they did until a son died on an ancient cross. Then that authority, dominion, and victory of agape love rules now on earth. Love, as you will see, learn this by reading the stories, spiritually rules now on earth as it does in heaven. Agape love even rules over hell, death, and the grave. Coming soon, story time with Pastor Deborah, an audio story time that will be on Agape Love Is Here's website and link to Twitter for you to listen to. First story time story is called One is a Lonely Number. The stories will be short and filled with wonders, and Wilbur will be there also. When you listen to the audio stories with Pastor Deb, you will be in the garden with living creatures of all kinds. They will be sitting with you. Wilbur, Miss Goose, even the mighty lions, even the trees and flowers will be listening. Come and be a part of the garden's story time. Come. Such agape love was flowing today at T&W to my precious trans, to bikers that help abuse kids, to the children who receive the gift of a free book, to the ones who discovered what a marketplace ministry is. Agape love at work, proceeding on with story time in the garden. You like the bikers? You bet. They provide a strong family for abused kids. They are in 16 different countries. They are tough. Many are former military, as Pastor Deborah grew up. Powerful bonds of family. They spiritually adopt the kids, give them biker names, jackets, and love. Would you ever ride a bike? Sure. You will learn that Pastor Deborah loves to be adventuresome. She used to scuba dive with sharks, took underwater pictures, dived in caves in Florida, traveled to the Caribbean just to dive, has been to Europe, Greece, Italy, France, England, where else? Venice, Rome, Naples, Pompeii, Switzerland, Capri, Olympus, Athens, London, Paris, Guam, the Philippines, St. Thomas Virgin Islands, Martinique, Roatan, diving in the Chesapeake Bay, snow skiing sort of in New York, been to Canada, San Francisco, New Orleans, Niagara Falls. Pastor grew up living on military bases as an officer's daughter. She was around military allies and their soldiers. Oh yes, Pastor took ground school to fly airplanes. Never flew too much, too busy scuba diving. and you couldn't do both at the same time. Used to dance a lot, like holding hands in a waltz, sort of. Family? Original ones are all in heaven. Pastor Deborah's the last one of that earthly family. Married to the same man for 37 years. Have one son. He is 36 with a 5-year-old daughter. Pastor is a Grammy. Has lived in the same house for over 34 years. Phew! How old am I? Next month in March, I will be 67. Young. Been around for a while and plan to be around for a while more. I think I may just stick around for eternity, just to keep my foot on Satan's neck. Pastor's story is in the story entitled It's Time. It will be published in the ebook Prayer and Fasting, Volume 1, everyone to read. Found out that story time in the garden with Pastor can be linked to Twitter. It will go up as a post, and you guys will get the link to the text and audio. Really good stories. Remember, when you listen, you will be in the garden with Wilbur and other creatures. So enjoy. Storytime introduction was just put up as a blog post on website. It will be sent to Twitter for you. Look for it and click and listen. You will finally get to hear Pastor Deborah's earthly voice talking to you. Also in written form on website under Treasure Chest Storytime. Wow. The bikers were out today. Met 3 of you guys and none knew of bikers against child abuse, but they will. Hi to all in the 16 different countries. Love to all of you. Would I become a biker? Maybe an honorary one. What do you guys think? Biker name? Pastor D? Up to my boss. Story up about young boy. Steel rod. Sexual assault. Pastor getting a pacemaker. In Agape Love section. I'll bear your burdens. Tomorrow will be the first story time with Pastor. Will be sent to MailChimp to Twitter in the early a.m. Click to get it and click to listen. Pastor's off to minister with homeless and the chronically mentally ill at Lakeview. No holiday for Agape Love. Be sharing Agape Love today wherever you go and encourage others to live. Love always and forever. Pastor Deborah. New audio story coming tomorrow. Working on getting 72 Virgins story up. Soon coming video classes to watch on website. Learning how to record, edit, and soon videotape and get things uploaded. Then the Hidden Kingdoms channel on YouTube. Whew, working hard. Coming home, such a wonderful desire. Yes, all are welcome to come home. Yes, even those who in ignorance have served, worshiped others instead of their true Father. Yes, coming home is possible, for Agape Love is always waiting for you to hug you and love you. Yes, all can be forgiven, even those who the news have been talking about. Yes, Agape Love and its source have been waiting all their lives for them to come out of their darkness and come home to Him. Wilbur is at the gate to meet all that decide that Agape Love is their true home and family and kingdom for them. What about the children? The mighty power of Agape Love will do great deliverance on them, so that the enemy of Agape Love cannot set up its kingdom in their lives and rule by its darkness and hate. How can that be? Power of Agape Love is that powerful, that mighty. It is done. These two little ones have come home to Agape Love. Now, no matter where they go, they are in the new family of Agape Love, Wilbur's kingdom, and Pastor's. Love has won its victory over hate, over terror, over ignorance, over blindness, over darkness, over death itself. Now begins a new spiritual life that will slowly be seen in the soul as the spirit learns about Agape Love, about themselves, about their new Father, their new God, the garden, and how to live a new life grounded in Agape Love for all humanity. Love will slowly be conquering hearts. How can this be? They swore oaths took vows, married into the kingdom of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, but this is not the Father who is in Christ, who reconciled himself to humanity from a cross and is the source of agape love and the Garden of Eden and Wilbur and the land of all virgins. 72 Virgins is up on Agape Love Is Here website. Go slow and ponder. There's much to read and even much to see and learn. For some, it will bring up a spiritual enemy within one's heart and soul. But agape love will do the battle for you. Read all the story. Believe it. Wow, what a busy day today at T&W Flea Market. So many books given away freely. Meeting millionaires, misfits, limo drivers, children who have not come out to the world yet, older ones in need of so much information, even about nutrition, little ones even reading out loud to pastor. Got to minister to a young teen who had lost a good friend to suicide due to bullying. Talked about the march for justice they had. They didn't get the justice for Joey they wanted. Told them only a change of hearts through agape love would be justice for Joey. For Joey is in heaven. Many are learning that encouraging little ones to read is vital. Even their parents need to read more. So many in need of knowledge through reading, ministry for forgiveness, hugs of love, and a loving nature to all. Even vendors were given free books for their families. Next week, recording, typing, ministry with homeless and the chronically mentally ill, spiritual care ministry to those in acute crisis at Lakeview, sexual assault response team meeting, going to give the devotional, the invocation, at the proclamation ceremony at City Hall on April 2nd. Come. Oh, you guys didn't know I was a certified sexual assault advocate? I surely am. Spiritual care is so needed in this area. Then on to a Friday's Women's Leadership Luncheon. Going to give a gift bag of encouragement. Yes, there will be a book. Everyone needs gifts of agape love. Don't forget to check out Post Tomorrow, Top Hat and Tails. It is about 20 minutes of audio. Busy getting classes typed for the second school of spiritual education. That will be a video typed, I hope, and placed on the website. I will let you know when the videos are up. So some of you want to know if I really know this guy that I write about and are talking about in the stories. Yes, I do. Since I was about 3 or 4 years of age, I've gotten to know him better over the many years of knowing him, and he wants all to get to know him. He is real. You want to know if I've ever seen him with my natural eyes? Yes, I have. I have many open visions when he comes to talk with me about what he is desiring to do. We take counsel together, and then I am sent. I have learned to be very spiritually aware and sensitive with everyone. You want to know what he thinks about what is going on here in the world. Does he care? And if he does care, is he doing anything to help? How would anyone know if he's involved in the affairs of the world? Wow, great questions. Yes, I can hear everyone talking to me in the spirit. How is it possible for me to hear all of you? He makes it all possible with his gift of his spirit called discerning of spirits. I also have been anointed and had a powerful blessing placed on me to hear you and see you in this realm. This is all a part of the ministry I do for him. Oh, you want to know more about this? Well, he decided to go into this realm to reach out to you, and he needed a spiritual mother, a shepherd, that he could trust, who he had tested, trained, and who could carry his gift of agape love for him to those in this realm. So he picked me. The world, the realm of the spirit, is more than you know. I am able to visit you in your dreams, in your deep trances of sleep. I have even traveled to the created safe places fearful people travel to in their attempts to escape. Yes, I can travel wherever He needs me to go. So you want to know the difference between what I do spiritually and what a psychic, a witch, a fortune teller, a palm reader, one who reads bones or tea leaves do? We all have a desire to help people. We all minister through spiritual means. Some use forces. Some use good spirits. Others use dark spirits. Others use ancestors. Some use ancient ones. Some use powers they have had since childhood. Some use familiar spirits to their family. Some are using powers of nature. Some are using good magic. Others use demonic spirits. But I am given what spiritual gifts I will need at the time by the person called the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God Himself, the Spirit of Truth. I am not in charge of these gifts, which are not mine, to control or to activate. They belong to the one I write about, and He decides what I will need at the time. What do you think about all the others? They are all trying to help people. That is a gift from Agape Love Himself. They are just not using Him, Agape Love, and His spiritual gifts, but another's. There is great spiritual competition in the spirit realm to help people supernaturally or spiritually. Are they doing something bad? Helping people is always a good thing to do. It is always the source of the gift that causes problems. Also, some sources are what some would call not righteous ones or legitimate ones, or are ones that deceive both the user and the receiver. But if one is helping people, does it really matter what source one is using? Yes, it does. Some people know that the source they use is not a good one, but a dark one. Others believe deeply in the ancient family spirits, as their generations did before them. Some are deceived, but you are spiritually aware, sensitive. Yes, yes, I am. Then why do these using another source than what you use not like you? Speak bad things about you. Threaten us if we keep listening to you or reading your stuff. I bet they even tried to stop you from visiting me, right? Good observations. Everyone is learning. Truth is being spiritually revealed to you guys, and that is good. Truth is pushing back against the darkness, ignorance. War is taking place, and your beliefs, your thoughts, your concepts are the battleground. When truth wins, light comes. Tell you more stories. Tell you V'ger? Okay. V'ger is an old Star Trek movie about a living machine trying to contact his creator. He thought that it was NASA, but they didn't exist. But Kirk told V'ger man was his creator. So V'ger wanted to personally unite with his creator, touch him, and he did. Then something wonderful happened. V'ger, who was searching for his creator, found him, became one with him, and V'ger evolved into a new life form that has never existed before. So beautiful to see. V'ger represents all of you guys who are searching to know that there is more. V'ger was like a child, deeply needing, but not knowing what, searching for something more than what he was or knew, trying so hard to find it, his creator, and return to him. He would get angry when he called out to his creator, and the creator did not answer. So lonely he was. Even Spock was searching. A lonely heart will go out and search, looking for something. It knows not what it is. V'ger did touch his creator, man, and in this intimacy of two becoming one, a new life form was created. V'ger evolved. He became more than he was. He was new. He was a baby. The name of the movie is Star Trek 1. the motion picture, the first movie made after the 3-year TV show was canceled. Great to watch and learn about your own self and the search you are on. Like Spock's search too. Creator and creation, touching intimately, and new life created through love. I will work on the story V'ger to be put up on the website in the section Prayer and Fasting, Volume 2, tomorrow. Then I will get some of Pastor's stories of her journey to where she is today up. Then I will put up some of Pastor's stories of how she journeyed to where she is today up in the section called Prayer and Fasting, Volume 1. Some really good stories. Lots of tests, trials, fasting, and revelations. How many are thirsty for something you cannot find there in the wilderness? I know what you have been drinking tastes like, bitter water. Trying everything, I know. Yet that unknown thirst just doesn't seem to ever be satisfied. I know there is only one thing that will. Do you always feel hungry for something that has no name? Always a hollow feeling in your heart that is never filled? Do you look for something, someone, everywhere you go, but don't know what or who you are looking for? Feeling lonely, even around others? Memories that won't fade? Feeling like many, but yet have to be just one? Travel in realms that you are afraid to talk about? Do things, then can't remember? Hurt yourself to just feel alive or to let the pain out? Living secret lives that others don't know about? Living within your own thoughts? Agape love has all that one needs. It has living water for your thirst. Words of agape love to satisfy your hunger. Agape love will feel that hollow spot of your heart. Agape love is the something you have been searching for. Agape love will bring new memories for old ones. Agape love will heal the brokenness of one's soul, of one's heart. Agape love will travel out in the realms with you. Agape love will bear your hurt, your pains, and take them out of your soul and heart. Will help you to live only one life and will help you to step out of your closet within. Spiritual education classes start in the morning. Welcome to class with Pastor Deborah. Audio coming as a post. Listen and get your notebooks out. Get a pen and listen with listening ears and an open spiritual heart. Everyone is welcome. All ages. Come and listen. Come and learn. Wow! So many of you came through the little ones at the flea market today. Yes, I was talking to the bird. Yes, he is a living creature that understands me. Pastor was honored to connect with so many of you for you to allow me to kiss you. Okay, young men, get to work. Huh? Work? Yes. I ordained many of you today who were there in the T&W flea market as ministers of reconciliation by telling others that God loves them and has a plan for their lives. Yes, I have that spiritual authority to ordain people. I am ordaining you, the spiritual person inside. Yes, I know a few of you got angry, but hang in there with me and watch the power of agape love work. The others get to work everywhere you travel. Minister to those who need love for hate, love for hopelessness, love for loneliness, love for freedom, love for staying alive. Just got V'ger's story up on the website. It is in Fasting and Prayer Volume 2. More coming to the website, the Hidden Kingdoms Library, a monthly Words of Encouragement. More teaching, more story time, deep riches of the treasures of light of the kingdom that Wilbur and I are from. Tell others, come. Hello out there in Twitter world. Sorry for not staying in touch. I've been busy making videos for Agape Love, for Agape Love's channel on YouTube, the Hidden Kingdoms. Been uploading leadership videos, blog posts, and building a video library for the website. also adding more pages. T&W, great. Lots of little ones to love on, even the little ones in big adult bodies. Yes, I know all about that. Yes, I know that most of you have many others on the inside of you, and they come out and check Pastor Deborah out. Yes, I know how to love even them, all of them. But how do I know about them, all of the many? I was trained, spiritually educated to know, have ministered to many. There's a great story about one named James, the protector, that I will put up in the volume 2 of Fasting and Prayer as soon as I can. Also one called She's Mine. I will also be putting up a book about these gifts of creating others and how someone discovered it and stole it for himself to use to keep his evil deeds hidden away even from those who do them. This teaching is entitled, The Gift of Pink Stolen. May all of you know you are loved. Silent cries out of the darkness. Hear the silent cries of humanity in the darkness. Hear about the lost ones to a loving Father. Listen and know that help was sent, is here now for all humanity. Listen to the many stories of the precious lives that Agape Love has touched. Journey into the darkness with Pastor Deborah and Agape Love. Listen to the journeys and her traveling companions and read. Al's story is up on the website and on the YouTube channel, The Hidden Kingdoms. Hello again to the Northwest Family Life Center. It was so kind of you to continue to be reading the tweets. You guys are truly loved by Agape Love. Love is here. And all those from the garden. Wilbur, the white chicken, has checked you guys out. And he sends his love your way. Where was I today? In an 8-hour training on mental health first aid. Phew! Now off to more recording for a video. I am working on James, the protector story. Tomorrow, T&W Flea Market, and provide personal ministry to the shoppers and vendors. I will be giving free books out. James the Protector is up. Go and read. You guys want to hear another story? Yes, yes, let me see. How about Flames of Fire? I will get this one typed and up and then voice recorded for you guys and make a video. It's a wonderful story of flames, fire, and deliverance. Or you don't know what deliverance is? That's okay. Deliverance is something that is spiritual and powerful. It is when Agape Love shows up and speaks words of freedom to a spiritual captive of the darkness, of Satan and his demonic spirits, or maybe curses from words, generational ones too, spells from people who want to hurt you or want to control you. Deliverance is for the land, the families, the cities, nations, governments, business, people, pets, finances, a person's health, someone's house or neighborhood. How does it work? Well, it is an unseen battle of two powers that desire to govern a person's life. You mean you cast out devils? Yes. You mean they are real? Yes. They live in people? Yes. In places? Yes. Are they like the movie ones? Sort of. There are some really good movies out there that are trying to help everyone believe that they are real and that they are here in people. Some people are very aware of them. They call them the family. They serve them and Satan to get their wealth, their votes, their influence, their desires they want, and they will dedicate even their own children to them, to enjoy great, powerful positions in the world. No way! How does Agape Love deliver people of this stuff? By its power, its spiritual authority, its dominion. The battle was fought through a cross, in hell, and in a tomb long ago. And sin, hell, death, the grave, and Satan were all defeated. But ignorance now becomes enemy. The story, The Flames of Fire, addresses these issues. So I will type, record, and create the video for you to watch, listen, and learn. Now, many things in a person's life is not demonic, but they have, through ignorance and their decisions, are suffering from the consequences. But there is help for ignorance. education. So study and learn. Spiritual things are vital to the health and happiness of you. The three-part system called a human, spirit, soul, and physical body. Everyone needs information, education, knowledge, and then the wisdom to apply it. Thank you to all of you. May your love for others keep strong, keep you strong, and yet be gentle. May others find their way in the darkness of abuse, hurt, and pain to you guys. May you always be ready to apply the sweet balm of Gilead to hurt, wounded, and bruised hearts. Love, Pastor Deb. Yes, the eagles have been sent. They are. And they have been rescuing many, many little ones, as in the movie The Hobbit. Yes, just like when the wolves had them trapped in a burning tree. Yes, they will be safe, as the dwarfs and Bilbo were. Yes, this will be a very busy weekend for the eagles. The eagles are always rescuing, as they did in the movie, Unexpected Journey. Oh, you want to know if the other kingdom has eagles, too? Yes, but they are more like dragons. Yes, there are real flying dragons, like you saw in the Harry Potter movies. Yes, these guys do exist. Where? In the hidden realm of the spirit, in the kingdom of darkness, here on the earth, even now. They are eternal creatures that have existed since the beginning of the spiritual realm. The dragons were once on the side of agape love, but followed a high cherubim, Lucifer. Huh? Yes, Lucifer, who was a high and beautiful cherubim, one of fire. But his heart looked at his beauty, and the beauty of it because of its creation, and with the light of the Creator shining through it, turned his heart towards himself, and he desired, lusted to be king, lord, of the realm of heaven, his homeland, his country, the only kingdom of the realm of the spirit. But the Creator said no to the rebellion of Lucifer. And Lucifer and one-third, all the creatures and the angels and the servants were kicked out of the kingdom of heaven and sent down to the realm of the spirit that was on the earth, where they were sentenced to be until the final day of imprisonment in an eternal place. So they were beautiful spiritual beings, but became twisted, evil in nature and heart, angry and filled with hate for the Creator and its agape love. So yes, there are dragons in the kingdom of darkness, here on the earth, existing and operating now in the hidden realm of the spirit on the earth. They operate through nations, peoples, anything made of dirt on the earth. Yes, even through animals in houses. They hide in ignorance. But have no fear. The eagles are more powerful and they always win, just as they did in the Hobbit movie. They are mighty ones who do battle for us. Yes, even for you guys out there in the darkness, as they did for Bilbo and the dwarves. Be encouraged. The eagles are flying. Agape Love is here. Wants everyone to give a big thank you to AMC. For as I am tweeting, they are playing the wonderful movie about V'ger, Star Trek, the motion picture. Thank you from Pastor Deborah Wilbur, the eagles who are rather busy right now, from all in the garden. Thank you for obeying the Father's voice. Blessings are coming your way. Many will come out of the darkness, join with their Creator, just as V'ger desired and did. New life forms coming forth for all to meet and get to know. Pastor Deborah and Wilbur are watching. New life being born. Dear one, thank you for liking the words of agape love in its light of truth. Thank you for loving light and truth. Thank you for a heart of agape love for others out in the darkness of this world. May you shine the light of agape love for others out far and wide. Love, Pastor. Yes, things are not going very well for the ones who are against agape love and its fruit. Yes, many of you guys have been under attack from him. Why? Because you are reaching out to hear words of agape love and freedom. The Matrix will send its agents against you, as it did Neo. Remember the agents? They were people and ancient programs of the Matrix who went after Neo, even in his dreams, just for reaching out to get answers and to find Morpheus, or now Pastor Deborah. But just as Neo, you can be debugged. Do you want that? If so, it is done. Then there is more. More what? Complete unplugging from the Matrix of control, as Neo was. And then the restoration time. Then learning what the Matrix is. Then training to become free in your mind, your heart, of fear, unbelief, and doubt. Then begin to believe in a new you and your true purposes. Yes? No? Pastor? Yes, little one. Are there really fields of humans being grown for the use in the Matrix, as in the movie? Yes. Born into the Matrix for the control of their lives, as Neo was? Yes. They live in a dream world, as Neo did, not knowing the truth about this or themselves. Rest now, little ones, for I see you, and I will find you in the Matrix, as Neo was located. If you're ready, and if you are reading this, you have already taken the red pill and are located. Be at peace. You are being unplugged even as you are reading this. Then we will begin, as Neo did, lots of restoration. So you want to know what was happening to my spiritual daughter tonight? She was under demonic attack for seeking healing and love outside of what Satan wanted for her. She was born into a multi-generational family that has served Satan for generations. She calls me for help. What did I do? I prayed, got instructions, and texted her what to do. How can that happen? You do not have to be near her? No. You don't have to yell and plead the blood? No. How can that be? By the power of the Holy Spirit and my deep spiritual relationship with God. He leads me. Yes, I can see spiritually what is to be done. Does she? Yes, you did, didn't you? All? Yes, that's why we are having this conversation in the spirit. You can hear us. Yes. Can you see us? Yes. Where are we? In my living room. No way, you can't be that good, can you? Where were we when she was getting delivered? You were there with her, watching to see what would happen. That is why you're talking with me now. You saw. Now you want to know more. Yes? Good. That's the best place to be in, at the beginning, with lots of questions. Oh, does your guy always win? Yes. Where do the demons go? Wherever they are sent. Is that really real? Yes. Does all his people do this? No. Why not? They don't believe in it. Then they never get free. That is right. Until death takes their dirt body. Can you help us all? Yes. Thank you, dear one, for bringing the world hope. It is in need by so many who have lost all hope, have no one to grab them from off the edge of death and walk with them out of the darkness into the light so they can take a deep breath of agape love and its hope. Stand the night watches, little one. Pastor? Yes, little one. Why did that guy get mad at you about Mr. Turkey? Didn't his spirit like Mr. Turkey? Yes, his spirit did like Mr. Turkey, but his soul is not aware of Mr. Turkey, being a spiritually real living creature of the garden. Just his spirit is for now. Little one, when a human spirit is out of its earthen body, it enters into another realm of the spirit. Then, when it returns to the earthen body, the conscious mind has no knowledge of the spirit and that realm. The hidden man of the deep soul does and doesn't like it. Do you get mad at him? No, little one, I don't. His spirit is the center of my attention. The conscious mind is just not aware of this realm at all. The hidden man of the soul hates this realm, for the spirit is to be king over it, and the soul doesn't like that at all. It fights back. What do I do? Nothing. But what I always do, I wait. The spirit is being drawn by the agape love of God himself, and it seeks this. Sometimes it just takes many visits to the garden before things change. But I just keep on loving and waiting for His return. Does His Spirit like you? Yes. Do you know when His Spirit is around you? Yes, through the gift of the discerning of spirits from the Holy Spirit. Can you talk to Him? Yes. See Him? Yes. How do you know it's Him? I'm given the gift to peer into this realm and to spiritually know which spirit it is. Are all human spirits nice? No. The ones who are still in great darkness and serving the other God are usually not nice, but can be. Do I know many of them? Yes. What about the evil ones? Yes, they are bad ones. Do you know if they're around you? Yes, the gift enables me to know. And that ends this podcast. There'll be many more coming with the tweets from Twitter. But this is sort of an introduction to help you. So maybe you'll come back and listen to another podcast of Pastor Deborah from the Hidden Treasure Podcast. Also, please check out Pastor Deborah's website at Agape Love. Love is here. Check her out on Twitter. And Pastor is thinking about, she's not sure yet, if she might go to talk radio over the computer and have a live talk show. Right now, Pastor Deborah is busy typing and creating, videotaping and recording. She has to get a lot more up on the website, so please be patient with her. But until next time and the next podcast, this is Pastor Deborah. Love always and forever.